What'd you say,
dressed
Mike?
Dressed up like a million
I said,
dollars.
Welcome to FarmersOnly.com.
Trooper.
Then you said,
I don't remember,
I don't remember the other part.
I don't remember. I don't recall. I don't recall what I said. Failing memory.
Check a 1-2. Check a
check a 1-2. That's too loud. That's too
check
loud.
Check a 1-2.
The failing memory is so bad. No one trusts it.
Ah, that's right.
We be able to hang out here, or we get.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Get bounced, as they say. As the
last two nights, Chappelle was using this as his personal smoking lounge, but I think he split town this morning. And I think we're good. If we get bounced, we just won't move. We'll chain ourselves to that pole.
I refuse to leave for any white man.
Me too. Me too.
And I mean that. I will just not leave.
Chappelle and Rock come in. They're like, can you guys get out? Eh, see ya.
I said white man.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. What
The so-called white man.
Okay. Let's choose to not obey or listen to or pay any respect to white people for 1 week, including cops.
I don't really come in contact.
Are you in?
Knock, knock on wood, but I don't really come into contact with the old coppers these days.
Yeah, I don't either. It's good. Good feeling. Tyler?
It makes cops? Me feel old, actually.
You hassled by the cops at all?
I got hassled when I got a parking ticket last week's
Fuck,
show.
Not a real cop.
Wait, during
did
last
get,
week's
did
show?
Did you really get hassled, or did you just get a ticket?
I was in a good mood. We had a good show.
Didn't like the,
how'd you get a ticket?
I got a parking ticket.
I go. At what time?
At 9:15.
But
63?
Wait. Did you park? 8 o'clock is when the meters are. They stop.
I was parked in like one of two spots in the middle of like 12 spots. That is a loading zone. From 7 p.m.
Rookie.
To like 8 p.m. Some bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stupid shit.
Well, you know, they sit on this side street over here and they just give tickets all night because a lot of our customers just park there, and good. The meter maid just comes swinging by writing tickets to everybody. That's where I park.
She comes
in. Way down.
She does a quick five and goes out.
Yep. We all just do quick fives.
What's the deal with shitty parking?
Quick five.
All right. Welcome to After Disaster. I'm Anderson. There's Mike Carano lounging directly in front of me. There's Ty Ty off to my left.
What's up, my bitches? You know how we do.
How much was that ticket? 6-3?
What's
I was
going
talking
on
to my people.
Oh, sorry.
Please don't interrupt.
Sorry. Was that sex man or was this a new thing?
It's a new thing.
Okay.
What is it? What is the thing? Is it Empire Man?
Just
dude, if you don't know, you don't know.
Did you see those?
His name is Trey.
The online Empire promos?
Nope.
Retweet if you're going to watch Empire tonight.
Oh, I used to have to send those
out. Groundbreaking.
About Empire?
Mm-hmm.
No, Tyler, you have to send out Empire?
No, not Empire, tweets. But I used to have to send out tweets that were like, retweet if you're watching Parks and Rec tonight.
Well, yeah. For whatever reason, Empire was really big on the whole live tweet thing. I don't know, maybe Fox just figured it out. It's a hit show. And they're like, hey, we need people not to DVR this shit. We need to have them watch it. So before every episode, they'll have like Lucius Lyon and they'll have Cookie. Cookie actually says this before each episode on Fox. And I was thinking, like, God, if like people from the 50s could have seen what's going on in 2017, not only is there a black lady on TV, but here's what she says. They'd be very confused. But here's what she says. Let's live tweet this bitch.
Wow. Wow.
I think a man like Archie Bunker would see that and he might just die right there. Like he would just die.
He was like a character, by the way. He was stop. A character.
There were a lot of real Archie Bunker.
They'd be like, what is color TV? Why is there this colored,
why is it flat?
Why is a colored lady on it? What? Telling me.
That brings up a good point because...
You know. What's that? What happened?
Well, black and you think there were people that couldn't discern that there were African Americans on TV when it was just black and white? They're like,
what?
I like this all white TV, and then all of a sudden, color TV comes rolling around. They're like, what the hell?
Well, like it's black and white.
They just think it was a person that was darker.
Black and white, Mike.
Yeah, but George Hamilton, you couldn't tell the difference between
that's
him
a good point.
And Lucius. Same exact.
Well,
like,
and plus
Hugh,
George Hamilton used to always say live tweet this bitch. So
yeah,
it's very
live tweet
confusing.
This bitch.
It's time to live tweet this bitch. Every week she says that. I've heard. I don't watch the show, but I've heard
I wonder
that.
How that
benefits
I've
never
them
watched Empire. That's
financially.
Beneath me.
What?
I wonder how that benefits them financially.
Seen live ads and you can't fast forward to them.
Okay.
And you get better bigger sponsorships.
All right, that answers that.
Well, look, people are live tweeting during the program. They're obviously not DVRing it and fast-forwarding through these commercials.
Live tweeting for television seems, like, reasonable, but can you even fathom the idea of someone going, let's live tweet this film from a theater?
No, it's coming, though. I thought about that. Like, if I were to watch Empire and try and live tweet while watching it live, first of all, I would never watch it. Second of all, I'd never watch it live. Third of all, it's hard.
What are you talking about?
To
it's
follow.
Your favorite show.
There's so much stuff going on. It's not like it's like bending my mind or anything. But yeah. There's no way I'd be able to live tweet with Cookie and watch what everyone else is saying and actually pick up what.
Yeah, it's too much work.
What Empire's laying down. I wouldn't
it's
be
too
able
much
to
work.
It.
It's too much multitasking. I listened to a podcast today that was talking about multitasking and how it actually.
You should. Why don't you live
much less
Penguin
efficient
fans?
Than single live
tweeting your sports
tasking.
Is great.
No, because I hate Penguin fans for the most part.
Well, you can find the good ones and follow them.
Penguin fans, like they're, I guess it's just people in general, but watching, like reading their little comments and this, because I'm a subscriber of a certain writer out of Pittsburgh named Dan Kovacevic.
Wow, I guess we're just going to name all the writers we know.
And
right. Mark Twain.
And he'll write a really good article, right? And I'll be, oh, I wonder what people are saying about it. And it's just awful. It's just, they're like so high and mighty and arrogant. It's like,
you mean,
all
like,
right.
Commenters on a website?
Yeah.
We don't listen to those people.
Well, that's what live tweeting would be.
No, live tweeting's better.
It's just because you do it for money. What did you say, Mike, before this whole discussion?
I don't know.
Wow, how dare you? Let's
it's absolutely
talk.
True.
How dare you?
Absolutely true. How yeah, you were making a point about something.
I got a point.
Just because you do it for money.
Yeah, you have to say it's good.
Welcome, cowboy.
Yeah, settle up.
I signed up for Farmers Only.
So, the bald one, Mr. Bishop over there.
Mm-hmm.
He, sends me a text in the middle of
the
week.
You take the wind out of my sails right now?
What?
No, go ahead.
What?
No.
He texts me, and he says, because he listens to the program, he's a devout listener. Mm-hmm. I think he's even a patron. Patron.
As he should be.
Patron subscriber,
is he really?
Yeah.
Shit.
Hope you enjoy that video we just did there, Baldwin.
No, I'm going to make it available for more with him.
That would be very mean. No, Bald Brian, Brian Bishop, friend
sorry,
of the show.
Sorry, Brian, love you, baby. You know how we do.
Co-host on Film Bald, and he's a supporter, for the most part. He's never seen one of my shorts, I don't think. Maybe he saw one. He saw one.
He was at the Cole Cockle screening. Right?
No,
wasn't
yeah, but he closed
wasn't
his eyes.
He wasn't?
No, his brother came into town that weekend, so he couldn't make it. Yeah.
They're just sitting on the couch. What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do?
His brother
I don't know.
A kid, I guess. And he's like, it's not really kid friendly, so I can't go for the 2-hour
event. His brother's a kid?
His brother has a kid. So,
he has a kid.
Anyways, Baldwin sends me a text in the middle of the week, and I realized that at first it was the most like out of the blue. Mm-hmm. He writes this, I've been making Twitter comments for years about Farmers Only being racist or a code.
The wind is out of my sails.
Is it? It's gone? Mm-hmm. I took it away? Mm-hmm. That's kind of enjoyable, got to tell you.
You know how we do.
That made me sad the way you just said that.
What happened, Tite? Why
the
did the
wind
go
out of
your sails?
I don't
because
like
listeners were like, oh man, you got to bust Anderson on this.
What?
Bald Brian's been making these Farmers Only jokes.
Dude.
And he's going to be so mad when he finds out that he was like, oh, I've got this great idea that Bald Brian's been doing for years.
I didn't know Bald Brian was doing it because what is tweet? I swear to God, I
what
had no idea.
But what I'm saying is you would be upset that you've had the same thought process.
Oh, yeah. Just today on our episode today. I go.
Well, frankly, you guys
we landed
kids.
On the same answer. I hate it when we have top fives and there's any crossover because I'm like, oh, no. His wife actually.
It's like crossing streams.
And we were talking about it.
It's like having children within the same window of time.
Incest.
His wife was involved in a discussion we were having once off air. And I was talking about how angry I get when Brian and I line up on. On any of our lists, and she goes, and I heard it. It was like a little aside, but I could tell where it was coming from. She goes, yeah, God forbid you guys have anything in common. Like, stop hating my husband so much, you prick. It's pretty much
she was mad at you?
Oh, yeah.
Is that your interpretation of what she was saying? Yeah. Or she actually say, stop hitting my husband, you prick?
No, that was my interpretation. She's a lovely woman who would never come out and say something so vulgar and to the point.
I wonder how much Brian gives us a month on Patreon. We should look that up.
$20.01.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, that's a lot.
At least he did. I don't know if he still does.
Jesus.
Wind, sails, gone.
Yeah, so I feel like tell more of the story.
We
so
should plug his Twitter account
more. He texted you.
That was it, and I'm like, what's he talking about? I'm like, oh, he must be listening to the episode where we talked about Farmers Only being code for white people hookups.
I read some forums about it, and people, there was just a debate. No one's going, definitely. Everyone's like, you know, you can interpret it how you want, but it's not really a code. It's... You guys both think it's for white people only more than other people do. And then the guy downstairs, Ashoka, told me he saw a Farmers Only ad this past weekend and there was a black lady on it. And he's
black.
They
heard the episode, probably.
No.
Yeah.
He doesn't listen to this episode.
No, Farmers only
did.
You guys, that's the first girl.
You hit her up?
She's like a gangbanger. Yeah,
why are you showing us a picture?
Only.
She oh. is scary.
And then that kind of fits
hey
in.
Oh, now. Yeehaw.
Dude, she's from the mid-80s.
Yeah.
That's definitely not her current photo.
But you know what? Are these like matches of yours?
Yeah.
These are girls that you might go out with?
Here's the lame thing is I put my real age, and they're like, so-and-so 46, so-and-so 42. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I should have said, yeah, I'm a farmer 25. Looking
Did
for
you put a
God
photo?
Forbid have any
looking
any,
for love in
any
all
females
the wrong places.
Age appropriate, Michael.
Trying the, to fuck bitches and
the
tiny little spaces.
I mean, I honestly was flipping through all the women. You have to thumbs up or thumbs down them, and I was just going thumbs up, thumbs
I
up,
thought,
thumbs up.
I thought
thumbs
you had
up.
To do a yeehaw or no siree.
They should have. They should have. But you know,
it's hard because you have to set up the phone where it can see you throw your hat up in the air.
Yeah. It's creepy because it's the whole thing's creepy.
Or when you,
do you have to take some kind of test to prove that you're a farmer?
The
no, I had to give an email address and
the no siree, you have to spit into a spittoon to let him know you're passing on that one.
I feel like you should have to take a test.
I got to be honest though,
because if it's claiming that it's farmers only,
yeah.
Obviously it's not. If my Corano's on,
corn
there.
Grows in.
Yeah. Do you know anyone?
A the ground.
When do you
B,
shear your
space?
Sheep?
Do you know anyone?
C,
you have to be, that'd
your
be a great
ass.
Question.
What? Nothing.
70 ass?
Corn grows out of your ass?
I'm thinking of like a three-part question or three answers.
Do you know anyone options. In your life that is...
In my life.
That is less in farmer-esque than Mike Corona?
That's not true because I listen to more country music than most
When's
people
the last
do.
Time you actually put water in soil for something?
That's
ever?
Good,
I pee,
that's
I pee good, outside.
No,
I pee outside
Michael.
A lot.
No.
Farmers do that.
When did you last give like liquid to a green
I use
thing?
The phrase on a daily basis, howdy.
Okay, you're... The client is ignoring the question.
I'm the most farmerous. I'm the most farmer of the three of us.
Wait a minute. I got a problem. What? I got a big problem. First of all, I have an actual like
By
garden
the way,
in my yard.
Your
Let me just
is dead
throw
as
this
fuck
out
for
there.
Like 2 years.
It's true, but I spent
if
time.
If you're going to go on to Farmers Only, and I imagine this works for other chips. Dating sites, don't put in your real age. Go like 10 years younger because
Hell yeah.
I'm looking for a farmer chick, not a stepmom. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba.
Tyler.
I didn't do it.
Is that your new character?
I don't like
the fart guy.
I got a question.
Yeah.
This is an upsetting question, actually.
Okay.
I don't know if it's even occurred to you, Mike, regarding farmers.
Mm-hmm.
What did we talk about last week with farmers? How'd it come up? What was said about it?
I don't recall.
No?
No.
Had you heard of farmersonly.com before?
Never.
Never heard of it.
Never.
Yeah. I was discussing, I believe it was off air, but I was also discussing farmers with Brian earlier today. Mm-hmm. In between segments on the old film vault.
A lot of Brian talk.
Because of farmers.
I swear to God,
they
I
only
never
ads.
Heard of that.
They only do ads on sporting events, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
So either people have heard, like Logan, never heard of it.
It doesn't make sense.
Corano, never heard of it. Tyler and I have, because we watch sports.
Okay.
Right?
Because we're fucking dudes.
Yeah.
We like banging
fucking,
chicks.
Yeah, that's right.
Fucking, we
sports.
Like scoring on the field. We like
Go
scoring,
team!
Scoring off
Football.
The field.
Well, I see
in
a lot of
between the uprights
fuck
and in
yeah.
between
I
the
see a lot of ads.
Oh, yeah.
When I'm watching TV, I see a lot of ads for homosonly.com. I was trying to make a reference like I'm only watching gay television
back,
shows.
Back to my point.
Okay.
Back to my point. We discussed Farmers Only. You never heard of it?
Never.
I talked about how... What did I talk about?
You talked about how they run those ads during hockey games.
Yeah.
How it's code for whites only.
Right.
And
that's about it. That's about all the information
okay.
you got.
Okay.
And what'd you do?
I went and joined up because you told me to. We discussed this on the show. You said that's your
oh,
project.
Okay.
You join it. And I got a fake email address and I joined it.
You made a fake email?
Yeah.
Well, dude,
Earthlink
you need
will give me unlimited fake ones.
You
and
need a new fake
no
one,
one
called
uses
Young Mike Corona.
Link.
Young Mike Corona.
Mike, they give you unlimited because you're their last customer.
I know.
What, who the fuck
okay, I'm
works
sorry,
at Earthlink?
Honestly, I forgot that I said
yeah,
you should.
Yeah, I would never have
market.
Done it. I'm not really going to go out on dates.
Oh, you might.
Nope. No way.
Pick a chick up in the prairie.
No way.
Quick roll in the hay.
Not going on no stinking dates.
Mm-hmm. What if farmers only like get only set up like siblings?
Oh my God. They're like, sorry, your match is deceased. I'm like, thanks for bringing that up.
I realized like halfway through the what if, I'm like, I shouldn't say this.
I know. It's all, but.
I wanted to explain how wind worked a few times too, but I didn't decide not to.
Did you figure it out?
Well, I know how wind works because I'm a man that lives in the world.
Okay, tell us, Mr.
Well, as the most farmer of the
man.
Three of us.
Pressure system, high, low.
Okay, where does the pressure come
from? High-low pressure systems.
Where does the pressure come from?
No, it's actually what it is. The biggest cause of wind is different temperatures.
It's God breathing.
Different temperatures colliding.
It's the Lord
causing
above.
What do you call it? False. No, that's not false
we've
at all.
We've all seen the cloud with the man face blowing.
That's right, and we've all seen the man's face on the moon.
We know that's what it
that's
is.
That's right, and it's made of cheese.
Stop trying to...
It's when there's a cold front and a warm front, and they meet each other, and it causes a disturbance.
It's magical.
Sun.
cloud cover. The Holy Ghost meets the satanic underlord of the...
What?
I don't know. I'm trying to find a better reason for
wind. I started doing something again today, guys, that I have not done.
Is it farming? Because I didn't think
so. 6 months?
Jacking off in your backyard?
Oh, my God.
Wait, 6 months. Yeah, about 6 months.
Is this the new thing where you just throw something horrific in every episode out of nowhere?
I got to tell you, 6 or 7 months it's been since I've listened to... Yeah, after disaster.
Oh, no!
For new listeners, this is the part of the show where we talk about the show.
And I'm way behind. I got a lot of catch-up, so I'm going to be catching up over the next few months, I guess.
Yeah.
Nothing better to do. I'm home with the kid all day, right? So I'm just going to pop
in. Does he like the show?
He's going
to. Are you sure you want this to infiltrate your child's young,
June
precious
2016,
ears?
And I was rolling down the 405 today. Oh, was I delighted. I was laughing my ass off. Laughing. Mike, you were cracking
what
me up.
What show was it?
We were talking about Jesus. I kept trying to get off the subject, and it's kind of funny. Here we are like 10 months later, and now I'm bringing it back to the subject. But I was talking about how Jesus probably, you know, he's a man of the people, and he probably, you know, I'm sure that he partook in plenty of treating his life, his body like a... amusement park, as George Costanza's mother once referred to it as.
George!
Mike immediately takes it to like vats of it or in the catacombs of the Vatican, and the Pope goes and dips his fingers in. He just took it to dark places immediately.
I don't remember when we did that.
Can't remember what made me laugh so hard, but I
June,
was laughing
2016.
Very hard at something you said that Tyler was making me laugh. It was. I got to say, it's like an old friend, and I've missed him, and he's back.
Well, here we are.
The fourth after disaster is the after disaster. The fourth after disaster member is the actual after disaster.
Sorry, Scott, but he's kind of right.
Yep, you're five. You're five.
The show is now four.
The fourth seat. Scott's five.
The show's probably actually the one seat.
Scott needs to make another logo where it's like the Bad Boys logo, but it's like our three faces and then the tiny little logo next to our three
of
faces.
Of the same?
Yes. I got to say, guys, I missed it. And I'm going to be in a much better mood now.
I just wonder if it's going to have a negative impact on your child.
He's fine.
Ow.
I'm just going to hear all this farmers only bullshit and us making horribly poor taste in jokes. And what if as soon as Atticus can actually form words, it's like after disaster racist.
Like, I'd be pretty impressed.
Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah.
Jillian will probably be bummed that that's his first full sentence.
I'd be really concerned, though, if he'd sign up for Farmers Only.
I definitely got weirded out when I signed up. Because even
you
though
put
I
put your actual picture?
No. I'm not really signed up.
I don't like that you called yourself cowboy.
I didn't put a picture. They sent me that. They said, hello, cowboy, with my code, like my access code.
Oh, what was the code? KKK?
I don't know. It's on my phone if you want to look at it.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's the code. And I still don't think it's right. Here's your code, Cowboy KKK.
Do they have any like specials on Hitler's birthday last week?
They didn't mention anything about Hitler's birthday.
No. Wow.
They didn't mention anything about specials because I need to go back and say, oh, I made a horrible mistake on my age.
It's free. Free, right?
Yeah, I meant to say I'm 28. And
Mike,
probably...
we get it. You put in your actual age and that upsets you. We get that.
Well, it upsets me that they're trying to hook me up with like
50-year-old
women.
Well, Mike, they probably try and line you up with age-appropriate women.
No, even farmers want somebody like 8 or 10 years younger than them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I wonder if they get. I wonder if you get
to match my insane sexual appetite and virility
based on the size of your spread.
Huh?
Hmm.
You know your land. Huh? Like if you got a 20-acre farm, do you get hotter chicks?
Yeah.
Or do you get like?
Yeah,
burlier
and
chicks.
The first thing you open first date with your new maid, you have to tell her she needs to
maid
till the weeds down or you know
till the weeds.
I don't know what it is. You call yourself a farmer with a bush like that?
Do you think we have any farmer listeners?
No.
Yeah, for sure.
No, like actual
we
farmers.
We actually probably got, yeah, we
pot,
got...
pot farmers.
Wasn't it this show? Wait, somebody who used to like do the wheat cutting while listening to our show.
Hey, first of all, farming is probably the most pure form of work.
Oh, it's like the hardest. Like,
for sure.
No, it's like definitely not the hardest.
You're right. I'm doing the hardest job right now.
Nope.
Yes, I am.
Nope.
Raising my child
Anderson,
is the hardest
job. Do you have any idea what it takes to be a photographer?
In the world.
Do you know what it's like to get paid live to tweet?
I think farming is probably the...
I'm farming. It's the hearts and the minds longest, of weirdos on the internet.
It's probably the longest hours. Because every time I watch shows that actually have real farmers in them, they get up before sunrise and they get home exhausted.
This is the dumbest conversation.
It really is pretty bad.
This is so dumb. All these people listening right now, they have like 12 other podcasts they could be listening to. Right now. They're like, oh, an after disaster.
They only have 12?
Cut to, I tell you what, farmers, they wake up really early. They go to bed late.
I could tell you a reason why society is failing and that people just are a huge disappointment.
Okay.
All across the board. And it's as simple as this. House flipping is a thing.
How is that? That's just a financial gain.
The fact that it actually is a business model that works is
yeah, but that's everything. Is that you can buy collector's cars and flip those? What's the difference?
Okay, house flipping is like a big thing, especially out here. Like, I think everywhere, but like you know, you're
what about every auction is flipping?
No, what do you what?
Every auction. Right,
hear me out. Hear me out. All right, there's all these houses that are, especially around like these parts of LA, like a lot of houses were built in the 50s, baby boomer houses, right? And that's when the infrastructure really came in, like early 50s to late 50s.
GI Bill, baby.
These houses are now being bought up by people that have money with cash, and then they're throwing about $40,000 at them, spending like 6 weeks doing it, and then adding about $100,000 to maybe $200,000 onto the house. Mm-hmm. I should be talking about percentages, but like adding an exuberant amount on top of what they spent money-wise for labor and raw materials, right? And what they're doing essentially is taking these old houses that are kind of blank canvases that need patchwork here and there, and they're painting them for, and then charging multiples to people who will come in and go, oh, isn't it lovely? And we don't have to do anything. We don't have to make any choices. We don't have to like
don't get why you're upset about that.
A place that we're going to spend every free moment of our time. Mm-hmm. We're going to raise our children. We're going to do all these things. Like it's the, like the house is so important to the individual and the family. And to just say, oh yeah, this guy who's trying to make a quick buck, I'm going to just let him pick all of the backsplash and the faucets and the fixtures, and I'm going to pay five times the amount that he paid
for
it.
Most people don't want to do that stuff themselves.
That's what I'm saying. That's what's wrong with the fucking world. That's what's wrong with everybody. Like, Mike, how would you not want to, like, if you had the money, right? Because you're going to pay more anyways for it.
If you're gonna go down this road, let's start with stuff that we actually...
You can't say like, every auction. I mean, Frank Sinatra dies. They have an auction at his estate. It's not...
I don't understand where your anger towards house flipping comes from, because that everyone's in agreement on this. The purchaser, the guy who flipped the house, the seller.
No. Buyers are not in favor of it.
They absolutely are, because they don't have to buy a house.
I was trying to buy a house like 4 or 5 years ago with the wife. We were priced out because everyone, all these fucking house flippers came from Silicon Valley. They're buying these houses with cash, and they're pricing people like us out that were just trying to make an honest like purchase, because they're buying the shit house on the corner, and they're throwing, like I said, $10,000 to $40,000 at it and then adding $200,000 on top of it.
I think you're capitalism, way off on your $10,000 to $40,000, because all my friends who fix up houses drop like
Mike's
150, 200.
Friends.
Well, my friends who buy houses and fix them
in Orange County?
Friends. Yeah. But they drop 100. Like just to remodel the kitchen was $50,000.
Yeah, but that's Orange County. That's like a higher echelon. I mean, Farmers Only probably does a lot of business down there.
Yeah. Well, I'll ask my people over there at Farmers Only once I go on 12 dates, I get a free one.
I bet Tyler understands what I'm saying. I don't understand why that's acceptable. And it's something that people would buy into.
I just don't understand how you can say that it wouldn't be acceptable. It's a free market. It's a free market. And if I want to buy a house and put a coat of paint on it and sell it for $50,000 more, That's my option.
Yeah, it's totally your option, and more power to you, and good for you making money. The fact that people are actually buying it up, the fact that people are actually falling for it, it's the same people that would answer a telemarketer call and sign up for it.
No, that's not the same.
A lot of
all.
People don't want to buy a house that is going to require 6 to 8 months of fixing up.
Most people don't want to do any work on their house. They want. That's why people like buying new things.
Most people would need to hire a contractor to do it, and that's a whole another pain in the ass. So you're like, if you can just, plus you don't know that house was just flipped. You just see a nice house with a nice backsplash. And you're like,
you can tell when they're flipped though. They have all the IKEA shit in there.
You don't get that. That's just their prestige.
No one really wants to buy a house and then have to put all this money and time into it. Mm-hmm. Like, I just want to move in. Mm-hmm. That's why I say we live in motorhomes.
Mike, you're a little different, though. You're a little different.
I don't.
Yeah, I mean, ideally, we'd buy brand new spanking houses.
Most people want to live in motorhomes.
The road you were going down was, I was about to jump on your bandwagon with cars because, like, I look at cars and I'm like, why do I like this part of this car? I don't like that part. Like, why can't I choose how the back fender looks? Why can't I choose how big the back window is? Why can't I move the bodywork around? You know, because we take what they're dishing out.
Right.
Yeah. Huh. And I don't like that one goddamn bit.
Well, that's exact same with the house flipping. Except a lot of these people, they're just in it for the cash grab. They don't even have any kind of passion or love of architecture or fixtures.
Just
hiring the cheapest labor they can get and just slapping on, you like those little skinny, I don't even know what it's called, but like the backsplash where little skinny tiles, which is going to look so fucking 2017 or 2015, 15 years from now, it's going to look awful. We're going to be old and we're going to live in a time where we see that and it looks really dated and horrible. You know what I mean?
But yeah.
Well, you and me might be alive.
I don't know.
Who's talking to you, Mike?
What?
Sorry. The fact that some people look for flipped houses, I think flipped should be like a really dirty word and we shouldn't buy into it and we should say stop it. Everyone stop it.
What's the difference between that and I buy an old car and I restore it and sell it for 100 times more than
because
I bought
it? Because
you
probably have a passion for that and you know cars really well and you're buying a certain model. There's no soul. There's no heart. It's just I'm going to go pick up some guys from Home Depot, buy some cheap grout and retile this thing and
but you know what?
Patch it up.
I think you should focus your anger on people that build new pieces of shit that try to look like gaudy. Like when I see new track houses and they look like
they're worse.
They look fucking horrendous. They look honestly you know how you see those fake Beverly Hills like mansions with the pillars and stuff? They're mansions.
Yeah, like the Georgian style?
No, more like Armenian
with the pillars. That's Georgian style.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's like the Middle Eastern mentality of gold everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're all over the valley.
And they're just shitty looking?
Awful, yeah. And then no yard, because they're all about square
foot. Are you familiar with the real estate trend that people are outraged by, which is build your house right up to the sidewalk, and it looks like this big, grand, super gaudy, shit-fuck castle, and then inside it's just like a track home? Like, it's a trend.
No.
There's no yard area. Like, the front door is like 10 feet off the sidewalk.
Right. Yeah, because it's all that square footage.
Yeah, but there's also something aesthetically pleasing about having space between the sidewalk and your front door.
Of course. The olden days, the older tracks, like out in the valley. Like
the front yard was as big as the backyard.
Yeah, huge.
That was amazing.
People by me have football fields for their front yard.
With the hash marks and everything?
Mm-hmm. And a game 24/7.
Always a game.
24/7.
Oh, that's lights. Power right there. Like, you love football so much.
You wake up in the middle of the night, you're like, what the fuck?
Power.
You have two teams constantly. Like, there's probably about 10 teams in your employ, and they're just constantly playing, like, full football games on your property.
That's a good idea.
It's not bad.
Real good idea.
Out, you just look out your window whenever you want. You're seeing football.
This will be a fascinating show to find the wealthiest eccentric people and talk about their most exuberant waste of money that they ever did. Because, you know, we all know about the guy in New York who hired the Rolling Stones to play his wife's 50th birthday.
Yeah, of course. John Hogard.
Is that what his name was?
Everyone knows him. Everyone knows him.
Well, you know who I'm talking
about?
I've
never heard of that before in my life.
Okay.
How'd you know his name?
John Hogard.
Yeah. So, Mr. Hogard. No, but somebody has had to have gone Yeehaw, I got all this oil money, and my wife loves that Friends show, and I'm flying in the cast of Friends. They're going to do the whole show in our living room.
Why do they sound like that?
Because they're dumb. They're
all right. They're
like oil Michael. Money hicks.
Mm. Michael.
What if they're a dumb Californian
that happens?
Oil?
That kind of stuff happens all the time, and I think most of it's like
hey, dude,
Saudi Arabia.
I can't
Arabia.
Believe my surfboard company took off, and I'm a billionaire.
Dubai.
But I mean,
all sorts of crazy shit like that.
But wouldn't you like to hear people's like insane?
You know what I was hearing on Billy Burr there a while ago is the oil money in, I believe it was Saudi Arabia. Like I think they fly their Lamborghinis like to London once a year.
Yeah.
They are like a bunch of them will just descend on London.
Once a year.
I've watched those YouTube videos. They
because like it gets too hot like in the summer or something. So they summer in London. And they just bring like their Bugattis and all these like all their cars there. And then like so London just kind of gets overwrought with all these like rich kids with Lamborghinis cruising around, like zipping around London, zipping around town. And then they put them either on a ship. I think that they fly them over. I think they fly him over, and I'm pretty sure Bill looked it up, and I think it was like $30,000 or something to fly your car.
That seems cheap.
Yeah, that
honestly,
does seem cheap.
That seems really cheap.
I think it was something.
Because first class air flights can cost $30,000 for a person.
So you would buy, you'd be comfortable, like, let's say you had some money.
No, I wouldn't be comfortable in a track home.
And you're like, I'm going to buy a house that's just been flipped, and I know that they spent... We'll say $60,000, and they're adding $280,000.
If I like the home and they fixed a step,
and they picked everything,
no, I don't like that. I don't like that.
So you're paying. What I'm saying is, you're paying 5-10 times as much for tile that you didn't even get to pick. But that that should be a fucking issue with people.
But
people don't want to do the work. They don't want to do the work. That's like saying I'll sell you this old car for $80,000 less, but I'm not going to fix it up. I'm not going to replace all the engine parts. I'm not going to paint it.
Just do
you
the math,
can change
though.
All the hoses.
Do the math.
You can,
if
you
you're
going to
spend an extra $200,000,
you can do a $80,000 paint job on it.
If people were smart enough and they would stop and go, okay, this guy over here, this lady over here, she bought this house for $200,000. Mm-hmm. She threw $40,000 at it. Now she's selling it for $400,000. If you did the math and you took that extra money, $140,000, $150,000, and you... That's a lot of money. Then you could pick everything you want, spend that extra money that you save by like staying in a hotel or staying in an apartment
also,
for a few months.
A lot of people don't have that money on hand.
Yeah.
And your home loan doesn't necessarily give you here's $100,000 to fix up the house you're buying. They're going to give you the home loan based on what you...
If you get a home loan for like $400,000 and you buy a house for $200,000, I think you can still get... Maybe I'm totally off.
Yeah, but you need to justify that with the bank.
Right.
Fucking banks they have won't too much
you,
power.
They're not going to give you $400,000 if the house is only
Jillian's
worth $200,000.
Sister is buying...
What's this other $200,000 for?
Jillian's sister...
Gold toilet. Hello.
Buying her...
Just like President Trump has.
Parents' house. Which is kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
Like, would that be weird to, like, buy your house that you grew up in?
My brother and his wife live in her childhood home.
My parents did that.
Jillian's sister's doing that, right?
Yep.
And it's just so bizarre that the banks still have so much say in it. And they're all just sitting around waiting for escrow to close. Yep. And there's a good chance they're all going to have to live in the same house for, like, a few weeks because something's going to fall through the bank. Like, it's a fucking daughter trying to buy her.
What if her parents put her on restriction just for old time's sake?
Like, ground her?
Yeah.
Restriction?
Yeah. Like being grounded.
Is it from the 20s? Who
is
says
it from
that?
Is it for? It's okay. You can come in.
Who says the? Who you says cut, putting you on a restriction?
Okay. What color is the skin of this person we're about to walk through here?
Oh yeah. She
come
was
in.
White. She was white.
Oh.
It's probably locked. Someone walked through here earlier, and Mike just said, "Are you wearing a bra?"
Oh, it didn't look like she was wearing a bra.
Yeah, that doesn't mean you say.
But did you see like the curvature of the bottom of her breast?
No,
it looked like she wasn't wearing a bra.
It doesn't matter what it looked like. Who says that?
Bottom boobs in.
Her breasts looked really good, like from the side. Right. Like,
okay, yeah, Mike. But where? At what point does your brain go?
I didn't say show me. I just asked her if she was wearing a bra.
You know what we were talking about? What you were talking about on the episode that I was listening to earlier today. Is you want to take me to some ice cream place because there's three women there that are completely hot and sexy. All three of them are completely different hotness, though. One is covered in tattoos, and she's very sexy in her own way.
O'Connell's in the valley.
The other one was, I can't remember, and then
one
the other
looks
one.
Like Farmer's Only dream come true. Like innocent girl next door, yet she's got something going on upstairs.
Mike lit up when I brought this up just now.
Yeah.
Like he just lit
he sat up.
Like, oh, I
the
know
tattoo
what you're
chick,
about.
The tattoo chick was so goddamn sexy. She was like a much more beautiful Kat Von D.
Mm-hmm.
the same kind of hair and the same fake eyelashes, but she was super sexy. And we had a we had an amazing discussion one time about being allergic to getting stung by bees.
Oh, that sounds awful.
And I
awful.
So tried to act like I could relate because I wanted the conversation to go on. I'm like, yeah, that's interesting.
Mike's
and
in
I'm
the,
like, oh, God.
He would, like,
oh, God, don't
line.
Call me out on my bullshit. I know nothing about being stung by bees.
He sounds just like the McDonald's worker on The Simpsons. Would you like fries with that? he said that, like, if a guy, like, he would wait in line, and then if the guy tried to serve him, he'd be like, oh, I forgot something in my car, and he would just leave.
Yeah. Like, I haven't made a decision yet. Next.
Oh, Michael.
The only one that still works there is the beautiful, innocent, sweet, blonde chick.
When's the last time you went?
Probably 3 weeks ago.
Too long.
Peppermint Stick, in case you're wondering.
That's her name?
Don't get it in a cone, though. Peppermint Stick is only good in a bowl.
Oh.
Because it's just like crunched up candy
Dude,
canes.
Have you ever had Peppermint Stick OG?
Oh. Did I say, oh?
Yeah, no, it fucking sounds so like a weed strain, bro.
So weird.
Yeah, we're getting Peppermint Stick.
Someone should make a strain named after us.
Yeah, they should. And they should cut us in on
A-D-O-G.
Hey, we kind of covered this a little bit. Sorry, more Film Vault talk. But it was last week, and I forgot to bring it up here. But I realized, oh, my God, this is after disaster talk. We should not be talking about
this.
It's
bright in here,
here on the Film Vault. Go turn off the lights. But I think that we have a chance. I think we have an opportunity to maybe make up a term that could show up on the old Urban Dictionary over there.
What is it?
If we play our cards right, if we come up with something clever.
You can put anything on Urban Dictionary.
I thought it was like, you had to be good.
We just add something right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Bubble fuck. There, go add bubble fuck to Urban Dictionary.
What is it?
You eat soap and you fart a bubble and someone
Michael.
Fucks it.
What?
I'm going to edit that out. Sorry. I was trying to outdo Tyler.
Michael.
Because I thought he was going to say something repulsive and shocking.
I want to quit the show.
Just because of that?
I do a lot of things.
Dude,
I can tell
over,
you right now,
we're
from
get
based on my experience, the bubble fuck wouldn't be fun. And you'd probably burn your pee hole with the
based
soap.
Based on your experience.
Well, there's no friction. There's no enjoyment to fucking a bubble.
Well, this is nice, lady.
This reminds me of Death Valley.
We should start over.
This feels like an orgy type.
No, it doesn't. This is the creepiest orgy ever if you only have one bare light bulb shining on your orgy.
just swinging from a chain above.
Orgies take place in the light.
Everyone knows that. No.
Yeah. You want to make sure you don't accidentally bump someone else's balls.
All right, so you guys know what sounding is, right? Sounding.
Yeah. That's when you stick a dick up your dick. Yeah.
Nope, it's where you took it. It's like metal rods, usually.
Yeah, somebody told me that they did that to somebody, and the person wanted them heated up. So she used a creme brulee torch.
No. I don't think they make torches for creme brulees. I think it's just a torch, like a blowtorch. I don't think it's specifically for...
I like that your technicality to back up your no is just so weak. Okay, so, I'm totally lying. They don't make creme brulee torches.
Here's the thing. You take one of those long, skinny balloon
animals. By
the way,
this is going to fuck me up because I don't like
why
thinking
are we talking
about that
this?
Thing. I know,
long,
why
skinny balloon animal balloons, right? Yeah. And you put that like a condom on the metal rod.
Stop trying to come up with sequels to Grouper.
And then you put it... No. And then you put it down the urethra.
No, I don't like this.
And then you pull it out, and now you got the balloon in there, right?
Okay.
With the tip hanging out.
Okay.
And you can blow the balloon up.
Ah!
Well, I don't know if it needs that.
Yes, it does.
But and
is
so
that,
far,
is
the
that
only
bubble
thing,
fuck.
No, I've come up with Blozo job, like Bozo the clown. That's the only thing I've come up with. But
blow job from the inside.
Yeah, like you could expand it, and you know what? It might even make your wiener bigger.
It's the blow me up Tom.
I got to be honest with you. That's a terrible idea, and I can't believe that's the best you could do for Urban Dictionary is the Blozo job.
It's the best I got.
Oh, really? And the bubble coming out of your butt and somebody's having intercourse with it is grossing you out to the point
that's
where...
That's awful, Michael. That's terrible.
God.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Hey, Tyler, you're over there working on it, right?
I'm trying.
Yeah, I know. It seems like something should be right there, but it's not.
The Blozo job.
Because it's like the Bozo the clown. Like he makes animals.
Yeah, but that I don't think that's going to feel good. I don't know if you...
Supposed to be feeling good, Michael.
I don't know if the inside of my penis needs stimulation.
I'll tell you what, it doesn't. Do you think we have more people that do sounding or more people that are farmers?
Farmers.
I think neither.
Wait, what?
Sounding farmers.
Farmers don't sound dropping
because they don't have time to, right, Mike?
They definitely don't have time to.
Sounding.
And there's got to, and there's nothing that I can't even find. Searching my brain, there's nothing enjoyable about dropping something into my pee hole.
No, of course
you
not.
You don't drop it and you insert it.
Ah! Right. Seriously, no, stop. Screaming. This fucks me up. This fucks my head up.
Like
I don't want
a 4-year old kid that, like,
very sensitive
heard
about
that he's going to have to eat, like asparagus.
I'd rather eat asparagus than have. I don't
what
even
if
want,
the asparagus went in there?
I don't even want air blowing in my pee hole.
What
do you mean I don't even?
What if you eat no asparagus and then
I'm
you put asparagus
about super glue in my pee hole and drilling
in your
new one.
Pee hole and then it doesn't smell? That'd be weird. Like it cancels it out. That'd be weird.
That's so sad. That would be weird.
Mike, would you rather put that balloon up your dong or an ant?
Which ant? Because I have three ants I like and then.
Got him.
Urban Dictionary.
So I feel pretty good about myself.
Even after this,
I am out to dinner or lunch with the wife and the boy, right? Because this is what happens every time somebody comes over and they talk about the boy and how he's cute and this and that. Mike, you're gonna appreciate this. And they always say, "You're first," and I think, "Yeah, I don't look like old dad."
Yeah, good,
assume.
Nice move.
No, they
nice.
Can tell because you're doing a terrible job.
No, Tyler.
They see the disaster.
No,
they're
that's
like,
good.
"Oh, you're first."
Part of it is because Jillian is quite a bit younger than I am, so she looks like young mom. I get that, but also I think I'm still young over here. You know, I still look like I'm not too old over
still
here.
Looks
I'm
like
not
you might right. sound on the weekends.
So somebody came over and they were saying this not too long ago, and I said, "Yeah, you know, it's great. He is my first, but a lot of people always ask that, and it's nice to assume that you guys assume that." I'm a young parent. They're like, "Well, if you had more, they'd be here." I'm like, "Oh,
yeah,
that's right."
No, there's three more at home that weren't good. There's three more alone at home that didn't listen.
Obviously,
and I said, "No pizza for you."
I left my 5-year-old at home alone.
I saw a documentary. It's not that good. It's called The Bad Kids on Netflix. Are you familiar, either of you guys?
Nope.
And the reason I watched it was because it all takes place in a desert town I've been hanging out in the last few months. Probably won't be going back after I watch that.
Pioneer Town.
Near Pioneer Town. I forgot what it's called. Joshua Tree. Mm. And it's
Joshua
a school.
Joshua Tree's not a town.
It's a school where bad
it's a
kids.
National park.
Where bad kids go. It's their last resort. Mm-hmm. And it's like the hippy dippy, like, "Hello, welcome to school.
We don't have grades. We have colors."
But all the kids are fuck ups. It's not their fault. Most of their parents are drug addicts or homeless or whatever, and some of them are trying.
Flippers.
And of course,
failed house.
Flippers. Everyone, not everyone, but most of the young, attractive girls are toting babies around with them. And I just went, this is the most harrowing, depressing, feeling trapped. It absolutely brought back that feeling I had when I was a kid and we lived in the cult that I'm trapped here and I have no way out. It never
waned. But you're
waned.
Still trapped, Michael.
I'm not trapped.
You're trapped in your apartment.
I'm free as a bird, man. I have
you
free
will. You can't be
free
gone
will
from that
gypsy,
place
leave
for more than
wind.
18 hours.
Huh?
You can't be gone from your apartment for more than like 18, 20
yeah,
hours.
It's not trapped.
That's kind of trapped.
No, I'm on leave. I have like
it's like you have a tether, and the tether only allows you to go out 9 hours.
I know, but it's like I'm...
9 hours out, 9 hours back.
It's like you're doing spacewalks.
I'm like a falcon.
Yeah, you're like spacewalking from your apartment, and it's like your tether has like a 9-hour
radius.
It
is like that. It is like that.
9 hours out, nine
but
hours
being
back.
A young person in Joshua Tree and going to this school and having parents that are nothing short of loser drug addicts that are not supportive, that don't like you, that and you have no money and you have no prospects and you have no ideas, that and to make matters worse, you have a fucking baby. That was just hurt my
the baby's
it fucking hurt my heart.
How old are these kids? Like 15, 17?
They're high school.
Tyler, what are you doing over there? You gonna shoot video right now?
Is it gonna work in this darkness?
I was just checking it out. Leave me alone. Talk
why don't
about
you
add, your
why don't you
desert
the program?
Baby.
Why don't you add to the program? Why don't you come on board here and
well,
help
you
us out?
Derailed me with trying to think of urban blowjob.
Did I take
shit.
The wind out of your sails earlier? And now I derailed
sex
you.
Man.
Someone
sex
did say
man.
How many different kinds of modes of transportation can I fuck up for you? Derailed you, wind sailed.
People were saying that their new favorite
gave you a
euphemism
flat tire.
For jacking off is taking the boy to Slab City. And I'm saying, and by people saying, I mean one person, and I can't remember who it was. Otherwise,
I for one am reasonably confident that Anderson is with me on this, which
I
is I don't
him.
Like. I don't like the idea of ever bringing either one of your children into any kind of terminology in regards to jacking off.
Well, it's too late. It's happened now.
Why do you say, I think Anderson's with me on this?
Tyler loves the Zach offs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you just say he loves to Zach off?
Yes.
He sure did.
Hey, how is Zach?
He's good, man. He's walking.
Who takes care of him during the day?
I'm walking.
I don't know. We just kind of close the door and he just walks around and does his thing.
Can I tell you something kind of depressing?
Nope. Yeah.
So I'm stay-at-home dad guy, right? Remember last week? Mm-hmm. I'm like 3 days in. This is awesome. Talk to me in 3 weeks. How about talk to me in a week? All right. It's been a week.
Yeah.
And I'm on night duty as well, right?
Yeah.
And the boy doesn't sleep for more than 90 minutes.
Okay. That's not good.
No.
Yeah.
So I'm getting up two, three times. He's 6 months.
Mm.
I'm hoping that's a phase. So I get up about every 90 minutes, 2 hours. And Jillian was doing it for the first 6 months, and now she's back to work. I'm doing it, and it's brutal. And she could just, you know, breastfeed him, and I got to, like, go warm up the bottle, give it to him. Anyways, all that aside, that's fine. That's par for the course, and I was expecting a lot more of that up until this point, and I've been lucky, and now it's been kind of bad. But I, you know, I hang with the boy all day. We have a good time. We go out on walks. You should have seen me yesterday. I just took Stanley, and I had the boy in the little ergo.
Yeah.
Right? So he looks like Quasimodo or whatever it is coming out of the guy's chest.
He's riding on your chest?
Yeah, riding on my chest. Like, Total Recall. And he's got a little baseball hat on, right? I'm wearing mine's backwards, and I got Stanley, and I said, fuck you, other dogs. I'm just taking Stanley
dad
out for a walk because I felt bad for Stan.
You're soaking up the cancer. He's bouncing off the brim of his hat.
Right. All right. We have, you know, he's in his walker. We're having good times. He's laughing, you know, changing diapers, doing everything. Jillian comes home, and he turns his back on me, like literally. Has no interest in my existence at all. She says, hi, honey. Hi, Atticus. And then she goes, like, back to the bedroom just to, like, take off her shoes or whatever. The kid starts bawling hysterically, reaching for her. Could not give a fuck about me as soon as she comes in the room.
That happens to Lauren a lot when I come home.
I've heard that before. I've heard that exact thing. I've heard many, many men talk about how they tried to bond with their kid. The minute the mom comes in the picture, it's like all the interest goes to the mom.
But you know what? I feel a little bit better. You know what makes me feel a little bit better is he comes out and, like, he's reaching for her. He can't crawl yet. He can't walk, right? But he's like almost, he thinks he can float. Like he's a dumb fuck. He's a child. He's a 6 month old. So he thinks like he's living in the world of a gravity-less. Where he can just float over, like he extends himself.
He's dumb, but he conceptualizes the idea of gravity.
Gravity.
He doesn't. That's the the movie Gravity in space. Like he thinks that he can just kind of like jump over to her. Like,
what a fucking idiot!
Yeah, he's an idiot. So
get rid of that kid.
Love the kid, but so you know he's crying, freaking out, and he wants Jillian, and it's making me feel like a piece of shit. Like all the time that we spent, you know, what I'm actually saying to him, like, what about earlier when we were laughing about that thing, and I was trying to kiss your feet, and you thought it was hilarious.
You're trying to kiss his stinkies.
His stinkies, yeah.
Did you call him that?
No, you guys, Lauren and Tyler are obsessed with the stinky with Zach.
But those his little feet stinky. Don't stink, right?
Sometimes they stink.
Really?
Nah.
When he wears his little sweaty little leather like karate shoes.
So. He gets his wish. He goes over to mom, and I'm feeling a little bit bad, feeling a lot bad actually. Mm-hmm. And then I see him, and no, he doesn't really. He's not really. I'm gonna get in trouble for this story. He's going straight for the boob. All right.
Yeah.
It's not me. It's not her so much. He just wants the boob. He loves us both, but I think he loves the boob more than anything else.
Most of us feel that way. Yeah, most of us feel that way.
Oh yeah, Zach will like have start to have a little meltdown if he sees his sippy cup, and he's not like getting his sippy cup. It's the same thing.
Yeah,
like sippy cup. No, what?
He's not on boobs anymore. The sippy cup is his boob.
Do they have sippy cups that look like boobs?
No,
they should.
They should. They absolutely should. Yep. I'd drink out of one of those.
Because a bunch of weirdos like Mike would go and buy them.
They should just make a real doll that has like a compartment in the chest that holds nice cold milk.
Well, Clockwork Orange, cold. Where they go to the bar. They go to Corova milk bar.
You're right.
And they get their milk out of the...
But how much would you like just to set your baby up against a giant like naked porn star doll? And it can suckle up to the breast and just get nice cool milk from that refrigerated...
Let's
real
see
doll.
What a child turns out to be like if they're raised by a real doll.
And then you can fuck it from behind while the baby's
let's not.
Why? Double duty.
I don't know why.
Double duty, twice the money. It's worth the $5,000.
I like that they're trying to sell the real doll, though. They're like, They're coming up with all the uses for it.
And carpool lane. We are not responsible for tickets in the carpool lane. it's a theft deterrent. It's a crime deterrent if you just put the real doll like sitting in a rocking chair in the upstairs window.
It's terrifying.
It's a great way to end a relationship. If you're like looking for an excuse or a way to get out of a relationship, you just have a real doll.
Or when your wife or girlfriend comes home, you're like humping the real doll under the covers.
Right.
And all she sees is the blonde hair. And you're just like, oh, God, honey.
Good news, bad news.
Good news, bad news.
Good news, not real. Bad news, real doll.
And bad news is I spent $5,000 of our mutual finances on a doll so that I can fuck.
Good news, though. Little Billy's breastfeeding right now.
Yeah. Bad news is the credit card is maxed out because I got another real doll so I can put him in the 69 position.
Hey, it would be really kind of like if you had like just a house that was like the experimental like field, right? Mm-hmm. And you had a real doll in there that had like a speaker out of its mouth so you could speak for it.
Yeah.
And it produced milk. I'm trying to go
with Grouper's sequels.
Yeah. No, dude. And, and like this child would just be like raised for the first like couple years just by this.
Yeah, that'd be so nice and cruel. What would happen
to that? I know this is what time machines would be used for, Tyler. Like they would do that for 2 years, go back in time and not do it so they could get out of normal
life.
Once
you realize how fucked up the kid is, put it back in the time machine and go start over.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Send this guy back. And then that shit fucked up kid just shows up 2 years earlier.
He sees a mannequin, instant erection every time. We're going to Sears, honey. No, Atticus, don't suck on the mannequin's breast.
No. Let's not use my child as...
I know. I'm sorry I did that. Oh, sorry.
Choose Zach, please. And let's not use erection for child ever.
I know. I know that. Hey, you know that motel that's across the street from the farmer's market called Farmer's Daughter?
Yes.
Is that supposed to be sexual?
No, it's because it's the farmer's market, the L.A. farmer's market, like kind of world famous,
well,
because
it's got like the sexy like farmer girl with the pigtails.
It used to be, speaking of flipping, that used to be like a little shithole, like $25 a
dump.
Night.
Dump. It was for Prices Right people only.
And then the Grove popped up, mm-hmm. and they flipped it, and now it's like high end. Okay, I don't think you can get a place there for like less than $200.
They remodeled it.
They flipped it. Somebody probably came in and bought it.
Dump that people who were spending the night in L.A. to go to the Prices Right the next morning.
Flipping isn't just with houses either. Like all my favorite dive bars have been flipped, and now they're like swanky and... They have red velvet fucking...
The oldest man conversation.
I hate it so much, though, Ty.
Things have been around a long time, and then eventually they've decided to sell them, and then people have changed them.
They always try and make them like, all right, we're going to sell the same stuff. It's going to be like alcohol as well, except it could have come in this glass, and we're changing the wallpaper, and you're going to pay double, and we only want this kind of clientele.
Yeah, well, most people, when they buy a place, they're buying it because they want to do their own vision of a spot.
If we're going to call everything Kowski good, it's always bad.
If we're going to call all this stuff flipping, then I'm still angry when Disneyland flipped the Swiss Family Robinson treehouse into Tarzan.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Stop flipping.
They just flipped that for a quick profit.
What about Space Mountain?
Still Space Mountain.
It's Hyperspace Mountain.
Oh, yeah. You're right. They flipped it. Motherfuckers.
What about the haunted house?
But the backsplash is to die for. At Backsplash Mountain. Fuck.
Backsplash Mountain. I was at Disneyland on Friday. First time in 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
It was fun. It was all right.
Crowded?
No.
What?
Absolutely dead.
Really?
Was it a Tuesday?
Absolutely. Friday.
What?
Why? Yeah.
Tara took me.
Why was it dead?
I don't know. We were both shocked.
How'd Tara take you? She just like bought you a ticket?
I don't want to say why.
Okay.
Well, I mean, how? Like, she just bought you a ticket or?
No, she had a couple of
passes?
Free passes, yeah.
Why don't you want to say that?
Because I don't like talking about shit like that.
Mm-hmm. About free things?
Can talk about our children, erections, and
all right, she took me for my birthday.
Oh!
Hey!
Holy shit!
Yeah, I don't like talking about stuff like that.
Of course.
What am I talking about?
Has it been a year?
It's been a year.
since we did the last live show.
I saw it, yeah. on Twitter the other day, and then I didn't text you happy birthday because I didn't.
That's all right. I don't like celebrating.
I didn't want to send you into a spin.
You would have too.
Yeah, that's why I didn't do it.
Did you get the little birthday pass there? A little birthday pat?
No, we didn't. My birthday was on Sunday actually.
Oh,
but we did this on Fridays.
Mine's in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
I'm not celebrating it.
May 27th?
You are celebrating it or you're not celebrating it?
I'm not. May 11th. Fuck. I'll be 35.
I went to the Renaissance Fair on the day of my birthday.
You're going to be 35? Wow.
Yeah. I saw your show popped up on my feed there.
Wasn't the best time.
And it said, Ren Fair. Did you run into Rune?
That's Rune.
I did not see Rune.
That's the Renaissance Fair.
I just walked around getting crushes on girls covered in tattoos.
So it was like life.
Yeah,
it was just like the
they went away.
Mike just went out to life.
They went away.
Went to Life Fair.
It was close to 90 degrees out there.
He tried to talk to girls about how he's allergic.
And
to
you
want to
know what I ordered for lunch? Hot oysters on bread. guess who doesn't even like oysters,
especially hot ones?
Was it at
insanely hot
that dam out in
what's
the
Santa Fe dam?
Yeah. It's happening for 2 more weeks in case you guys want to go.
Why don't we go?
Can I bring the boy?
Of course.
Slab City?
Of course. You got to push his boobs up, though, in like a corset.
Yeah. Little Atticus in a corset.
You know what? The Renaissance Fair was dead, too. Because of the heat, or I also think because it was Pirate Day.
Why would that be dead? That's where no one should go.
I don't know. I feel like
Renaissance Fair at this point just overrun by people trying to do like weak-ass Game of Thrones, cosplay.
I don't know where you figured into the days of yore when it was authentic. Now it's a bunch of phonies. It's always been exactly the same people.
No, I know, but like
it's like the Star Trek convention. It's the same exact people, literally, that have been going every single year. Same people, different year.
And you're one of them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I'm flipping it this year and polishing it up and selling it for more, baby.
See, it'd be like the Ren Fair getting bought by someone and then just turning it in.
Ren Fair.
Ren Fair. That's what you call it.
I hate that abbreviation.
I know, so do I, but I've been doing it too because I can't figure out how to spell Renaissance.
Why do you got to do Renaissance?
You don't have to spell it when you say it.
You don't have to say Renaissance. Just say Ren Fair.
Okay, what if a company comes, swings in, buys the Renaissance Fair,
yeah.
And we come back next year and it's under a nice, clean tent, air conditioning. They've paved the ground.
No, it would be like this. Like they, like Tyler said, like they make it Game of Thrones Fair.
Yeah.
And
Might be better.
They would throw some money at it and then charge you like triple.
The insanity of the Renaissance Fair, which you guys
Fair of Thrones.
I've never been. I've been talking about going and being asked to go. And
I'm going to lump Tyler in.
I was like 15. Probably.
I'm going to lump Tyler in on this one big time.
Lump me in.
Instead of just us two. But we'd be three old men going, that shouldn't be happening.
Like
because the booze is a flowing.
Uh-huh.
Then you walk about 50 feet away with your drink, and you have options to throw axes, to shoot arrows, to throw knives.
I went to a Renaissance Fair when I was like 10. So I have very fond memories. Yeah,
they give you a pile of these giant steel
Atticus
sharpened
like
knives.
This sounds great.
And you just go and start throwing them at the targets, but there's nothing to stop you as you're drunk off your ass from throwing it behind you, except for a giant piece of chicken wire with like 4-inch by 3-inch squares holes in it. Like I was standing behind the guy, he's throwing knives and they're coming back like near my face as he's throwing them, and he's hammered.
This sounds awesome.
Everyone's
sounds not California.
Sounds like a weekend at Anderson's.
Yeah.
This is something I'd be cool with in my backyard.
Should we have a Renaissance Fair in your backyard?
Mini Ren Fair.
I'll go to Renaissance Fair with you guys, but we have to dress up.
Okay.
How many people dressed up?
I'd say probably 25%.
Really?
25%? Yeah. Oh, that's upsetting. Yeah. When I was a kid, in my mind, it was way more.
Yeah.
I don't want to see people walk around in shorts dressed like Mike Carano.
Yeah.
Taking photos with their 5Ds.
There was
I want to see D's nuts.
Tie.
What?
No.
Okay.
And not only that, I don't shoot cannon.
Oh, sorry.
But
Nikon.
I think the three of us would have a fun time at Ren Fair if we were recording the show.
We don't have a fun time anywhere. We are fun people.
Because I want to talk to this hot chick that served me an apple juice I didn't really want, that I only ordered because she was working in the apple juice booth.
How'd that conversation go?
Can I get an apple juice, please? Is it red or green? I like the green.
I over tipped her and she squeezed her butt cheeks that made like a horn noise at me.
What?
Oh my god!
What?
Like in her costume, she had like horns in maybe in her back pocket of her baggy Renaissance fair pants, and she like went back and went and squeezed her butt, but it made a horn noise.
Oh, I thought you meant she squeezed it like just. She squeezed her glutes. Like, she actually used her hand to squeeze her own ass.
Yeah, she put an apple between her legs and squeezed, and the juice ran down to her kneecaps.
No, I thought that she had a horn in her buttocks, and she, like, squeezed her buttocks together.
Yeah.
And it went, hee-haw!
Yeah, she put one of those clown horns up her ass, and, and somehow it makes a donkey noise instead of, aruga!
Tight hour.
Aruga!
Tight hour.
Are we wrapping it up?
He's just walking out.
That's what Anderson did is just the perfect example of unprofessional. Like, unannounced, just got up and walked out of the room.
That's why this is.
And he goes, tight hour. And we said, are we wrapping it up?
Last week on the show.
He didn't answer.
As we talked about. I hope to the listeners at home, I sound like I'm in stereo right now.
You don't.
Why not?
Because I'm going to mix this baby down to mono just to fuck you over, man. Mm. I'm gonna flip the idea of this show into something commercial.
How long did you stay at the Ren Fair?
About an hour and a half.
Hour and a half. Did you go with Tara?
No, I went by myself. Yeah, it was a lonely way to spend my birthday, but...
oh, my God.
I went out there to shoot some video, but I lost interest once I got out there, and I had no enthusiasm for it, and I should have probably just stayed home and kicked back and... gone for an electric bike ride or something.
Who was more obnoxious? The like people just walk around looking at all the shit, or the people dressed up?
The people dressed up are infinitely more obnoxious because they're bellowing, trying to be the center of attention all the time. And anytime two dressed up people encounter each other, even though it's probably happened 75 times over the course of the last two weeks, as it runs for a month. They still have the same conversations. Hear ye, you know, and they do the whole thing, and they have an intense conversation that involves so much lingo. I don't even know how they can remember it all, and I think it's for the benefit of people that are walking by more so than themselves. Everyone's got a goblet. Everyone brings their own goddamn goblet, and they use them because the alcohol is flowing, baby.
And there's better be with that.
It's a little campground.
This sounds like a much more involved version of whoop whoop.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. A little safer.
It's a gathering of ye old juggalos.
Ye old jesterlos. It's pretty fun.
Just go to Medieval Times and be done with
absolutely.
It, right?
We should go to Medieval absolutely, Times. Absolutely, I agree. That's where I want to go
I've
for my
twice.
Birthday
That's
this year.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I've been there four times.
Should we go for my birthday?
Yeah. Yes.
It's coming up.
Yes.
No ladies. No kids.
It's too bad your kids.
Just the three of us.
Yeah. You know, it's got to just be the three. Because your kids are too young to enjoy it yet. You got to wait till they're two or three.
Dude, yeah. I don't know. I think that.
I do.
Atticus, he's not going to remember it, but he notices. He notices everything, and he really enjoys when crazy shit's happening.
But it might be too obnoxious for him.
Mm. He might be too obnoxious for them.
With adults screaming at the top of their lungs. Do you remember Medieval Times when it was all the beer you can drink?
No.
I was too young.
That sounds incredible.
We had the Brea Improv Christmas party there about 10
really
years
dangerous.
Ago. And it was shitty draft beer, but they...
sure, I don't care.
It was never ending. There were tiny little glasses. They gave you these little teeny goblets. They were probably 8 or 10 ounces, but they walked by with the pitchers of beer every 4 minutes. And they just constantly
That's
top everyone great. Up. It was unbelievable. It was part of the price of dinner. Unlimited sodas, bottomless beer. Shitty beer again, like I said.
Well, there was this place in Newbury Park where I was kind of like a neighboring
There's a place downtown.
And we found that I wasn't even of age, but we found this place called Acres.
Oh, that's
Asbury still there.
Park, sorry.
25 cents a beer.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It was at the bottom. It was this bar at the bottom of a trailer park.
Nuts.
Like the trailer park was
Nuts.
On a hill. And the bars at the bottom, and just some of the worst people I've
of
ever
course.
Seen.
Of
but
course.
I was sitting there drinking my $25 beers, feeling really good about myself.
Yeah.
I brought a dollar, and I could get a little buzz on, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm tipping 300%. What about that place in Death Valley that we had beers, and they were a dollar?
That place is closed.
It's reopening.
What place?
Across the street from Long Street?
Yeah. Oh, that's scary place.
Yeah. What about Slots of Fun for decades?
Slots of Fun?
Slots of Fun in Vegas. 75 cent Heinekens or Coronas, 75 cent shrimp cocktails, 75 cent hot dogs. 25 cent hot dogs. Mm-hmm. But all the beers were 75 cents. And
the place is very scary.
So, it's so creepy.
Just like 2 days ago, I'm driving down a boulevard and Atticus is in the back, right? I got my car all nice and cleaned up. Threw $40 at the car wash to get it all like, clean.
Wow,
get the cigarettes
that's a lot.
Out of there.
That's a lot.
It's Big a boy. nice smelling new car yeah. inside now, and I got yeah. the baby seat back there, right? Hey,
yep,
I feel like
crushing it.
My sedan is actually now serving a purpose. It's not just like yeah. a one man chariot. I got the boy in the back.
Yep.
Got the mirror there so I can see him, right? It's great. I feel like we can go anywhere now. I feel like the world is our oyster.
How's it running?
Cars running great.
The yeah. world is your hot oyster on the toast.
Mm. Well, it is hot because the air conditioning is not working, so I don't know how much longer this ride's gonna. This car has been in my yeah. possession for about 11 years. No one's flipped it.
You got about a month left before you are not going to want to get in that car with the black leather seats with no air conditioning.
I mean, the AC comes
when it's 102
on,
out.
But like, you know, when you ask for it to like hit your head, like it ignores all that. Like yeah. I can feel it trying to escape from like
maybe
cracks.
You just need
and
to
crevices.
Recharge the Freon or whatever.
No, the
shit.
Freon's all there. It's the routing issue.
The rats ate it.
I don't know what happened, but it's not good. So, anyways, we're driving down this this straight stretch
mm-hmm.
that you find a lot of those out in the valley. And I had the first moment. I didn't realize that I was having it until I was a good 30 seconds into it, but a real old man parent moment. And it still bothers me. And it bothers me on both sides.
Oh, you had Atticus on top of the car?
Yeah.
Damn.
No. Driving down the straight stretch, right?
You took off your belt when he did something bad?
BMW M3 coming my way,
mm-hmm.
right? Road's pretty much open.
Yeah.
One lane going each way. Mm-hmm. So it's a little dicey,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And this kid, and I say mm-hmm. kid, he's probably early 20s.
Yeah.
He's got this BMW M3, and he's probably going around 65 miles, 70 miles an hour, yep. right? And this is the 35 zone, maybe 40 zone. And he's doing like this, like he's kind of moving his hand back and forth
mm-hmm.
on the wheel, so it's kind of like doing
the
swervy
1950s
thing.
Movie.
Like he's doing this like little swervy thing, just because it's yeah. like a high-performance vehicle, right?
Yes.
Bavarian Motor Works, right?
Yeah.
And he's almost fishtailing a little bit, and he's coming towards Atticus and I. I'm not scared or anything, but I'm thinking, this dumb fuck.
Yep. Yep, he's risking your kid's life.
Yeah, he has.
I got a baby on board.
and
you
as
son
he,
bitch.
I'm like, I want to get a good look at this guy. Like, what kind of an asshole will be doing this, right? Yeah. And he passes. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, of course, young fucking kid. He's like early 20s probably. And I'm looking at my rear view, still pissed. And I think, oh my god, it's happening. You're having one of those moments right now. I didn't say anything to him. And
hey, I.
But I have done so much worse behind the wheel.
I know, but you're correct in your thinking because other people don't have. It's not. It's so fucking.
It's not even
arrogant.
Me at all. It's it never has been. It's
other
his,
people's disregard
so
for
much work.
Other, people's
only
disregard.
6 months in has gone in for this
yes,
kid.
Yes,
and he's such a.
But people's
got
disregard
so much life in front of him. Yeah,
people's disregard for other people's safety. Is what gets under my skin too. When I see like some woman today, I almost chased her down just to give her the bird, but she was just doing the lane over lane just to get around everybody on the freeway, and it was working. And that's what pissed me off too, is that it was working. And then she was like a mile ahead of
me.
Was
she not signaling?
No signal. Cut right in front of me, and then carpool lane, then back over, then to the right lane, and she just did this in and out. And I wanted to go, you motherfucker!
What was
like,
it?
You're risking,
was it gridlock? Was it like bumper to bumper?
It was pretty much, but we were moving 25, 30. But I just wanted to. No, we were doing like 60, but she was doing 75 or 80.
Oh,
you're getting ahead.
It was very crowded for you, but I wanted to go like, you're risking everybody because of your selfish cuntiness.
All right, you know, early morning commute, right?
Yeah.
Tie?
Oh, yeah.
LA freeways, right?
Least favorite
love
band
them.
At Coachella, early
love
morning
them.
Commute.
All right. I had to do it.
Funny.
I had to do it for groupers. For 3 weeks.
Nightmare.
And it's the
Nightmare.
Last. I don't do early morning commutes much. I do night commutes. Anyways, I had
a couple run-ins
on the freyways as you do in the morning. It's a different breed. Those early
Absolutely.
Morning people that are
they're
going to work.
Suckers.
A lot of them. I think early morning people they're okay out there because it's their time. But the people that like me that aren't early morning people like they got a burr in their saddle.
Yeah.
They're angry.
Yeah.
And I know when I'm looking at my phone and I let like two or three car lengths go in front of me, mm-hmm. like when we're in bumper to bumper traffic, like 5-10 miles an hour. But this was not happening. I was maybe a half a car length to a car length. And if you've ever rear-ended anyone, you always leave that little space because you remember that. I've rear-ended two people.
I've rear-ended a few people in my day, too.
And you leave a little bit of a space, but still.
I will after this conversation.
Yeah, bubble-fucked once or twice.
Five, 10 miles an hour. No one's going anywhere.
Yeah.
And I see this guy. His lights are going on and off behind me.
He thinks he's on the fucking Autobahn, and I want to get out, and I want to fucking heave a bag of cement through his windshield.
He is freaking the fuck out at me, honking his horn and flashing his lights. And I'm letting like maybe half a car length to a car length.
Yeah, fuck him. Fuck him.
I don't understand that person.
You need to carry a bag of nails in your car, winging out the sunroof. He gets a flat tire, fuck him.
So he gets around me. And now, because I was in the second to slowest lane, he gets around me. Now he's passing me in the slow lane at 5 miles an hour. And this rage comes. It's uncontrollable.
Yeah.
And I get behind him, and I start just fucking laying on the horn, and I'm like giving him the brights, right? It's like 5:45, 6 in the morning. It's early.
Yep.
Maybe 6:30. And then he's like just comes to a complete stop, and now there's like 10 car lengths in front of him. And then he guns it, and I'm trying to go around him on the shoulder because I'm losing control. Honey, I didn't really go around the shoulder. I'm saying this for the sake of the story. I really did. And then he jolts back. And
please don't
I just,
call me honey again.
I'm like, Jillian is going to probably listen to this. And then I say, fuck it. And I'm perplexed. Like, what was that guy? What did he need?
Where's he going?
Like, how angry is that guy?
Meanwhile, that guy's wife is giving birth in the backseat of the car?
Maybe.
Exactly.
I don't think so, though, because he stopped right in the middle of her. Here's the beauty. When like five minutes later, still bumper to bumper, right? And I'm passing him. I see him on my right, and I'm like rolling by him because his lane's
just
completely.
Did you give him a wave?
No, I was too late by the time I went by him. I'm like, that's the guy. He got nowhere.
This is where that exact situation is where I came up with one of my greatest ideas ever, which is like the air gun that shoots like 40 live bees into someone's car.
It's not the greatest idea ever.
No, it's a guy. It's got a bee canister on the bottom where the bullets would be in an old-fashioned gangster machine gun. And it builds up pressure, like maybe it's got like a CO2 container, and then you cock it, which BO2. Takes about 10 or 12 bees from the main harvesting center and puts them in the chamber, and then you fire them at high speed, not enough to kill them, but enough to get them out your window into his window.
Right.
Because just imagine if you're sitting there and you're honking at me and I fire
a
bunch of bees into your car.
Yeah.
It's the greatest, right?
Well, I mean, having change in everyone has change in the car, that's pretty good.
Bees is better.
You know the B-52, like originally they were going to just drop bees on different countries.
52 of them.
Yeah.
They were?
That's why they called it the B-52, the original bomber.
And the A-52s were going to drop assholes?
Ants.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I think about a lot,
cats,
too, now?
Cats, dogs,
when I'm driving
elephants?
When I'm driving with the car seat in the back, I think of that story you
Operation
told.
Operation Dumbo Drop?
It's a great movie. Ray Liotta.
Danny Glover.
I saw it in the theater and I cried.
An elephant.
Dumbo.
Not good. It's not good at all. Operation Dumbo Drop. Hey,
what do you think about me a lot?
I think of Carano in that story. Tyler, you're gonna think about this one too. I think about it a lot when I'm on the road. That guy that you got in a road rage issue with, and
in
I
Anaheim?
Think Angel,
Angel
Stadium, and he was crying, and he had a fucking kid in the back.
Yep,
that is insane. I can't imagine engaging in any kind of tomfoolery with the boy in the back.
Yeah,
like if that happened with me on the freeway with that guy, the rage would have subsided.
Yeah,
I'm glad that guy's out of my range.
It's really not worth it. It's really worth just calming down, taking a couple of breaths.
What was that story? Just because it's been a while.
This guy was driving too slow for my liking in the fast lane. It was at the peak of my anxiety and my depression and just being mad at the world. And he was leaving like 15 car lengths in front of him, just doing like 45, 50 in the right lane.
Right.
And I...
The right lane.
I went around
right lane
him,
or left lane?
Right lane.
Wrong lane.
Slow lane. I went around him on the shoulder.
Well, that's where he's
going. You're
mad
that he's
slow.
Going slow in the slow lane?
And I cut in so close that I was probably less than a foot from his bumper when I cut in, no blinker. I just did this, like one big move around him. And he was irate, and he chased me off the freeway, and I was so freaked out by it, I pulled into the Angel Stadium parking lot, and he chased me around the parking lot at a high rate of speed, and I finally thought, this is ridiculous because he's going to either run into me or something. And I went, I have to get out of the car and fight. And I pulled up and stopped, and he pulled up next to me, and I rolled my window down. I thought we're going to get out of the car and fight.
Right.
I really did because it was better than it being
the
in
the
car.
Last time you got punched in the face?
That doesn't matter. This was better than having an adult man chase me in a car.
I've never been punched in the face.
I've been punched in
you
the
haven't?
Face.
Nope.
Tyler, really? The last time somebody said that, I punched them in the face immediately.
You sound like that actually great happened. Guy.
That really happened. My old friend Mark, he was bragging. He deserved to be punched
in the face.
Never
been
like,
sexually
I've never been
assaulted.
Punched in the face. And I punched him. He was sitting shotgun.
Hard, though?
Hard enough that he felt it, and now he can't say that anymore. I guess he could, but he'd be lying.
Yeah.
Then you'd hit him again.
Either way, as far as having the kids in the car, when I have my niece and my nephew in the car, especially when they were really young.
You finished the story. You thought you were going to fight.
Well, that's it. I rolled the window down. He had his window down.
They gave each other blowjobs, and it's done.
And I saw the baby in the back seat, and the guy was crying, and I just went, I'm sorry.
Baby cute?
And he goes, you son of a bitch. You should pull your head out of your ass. I went, I'm sorry.
And he was crying.
And he was crying because he had chased me, and his kid was in the back seat in the car seat. And I just slowly crept away in my car and got back
on the
freeway.
If I'm in the slow lane, I always leave car lanes in front of me.
Yeah.
Because then cars can merge on and off the freeway without impeding the flow of traffic. Yeah. And I don't have to think about rushing up to the car in front of me, keeping track of who's
behind
me.
And you don't know who you're gonna cut off or who's going to, you know, you don't know what the deal is. They might be a loose cannon that's going to pull out a gun and just decide,
or cannon.
Fuck you. Yeah, they might pull out a cannon.
Loose cannon sounds dangerous.
Cannon.
That'd be a pretty, yeah.
They light the fuse.
How sweet would it be if gangs actually moved to instead of like hand cannons, they moved to cannons?
Yeah.
Like more gang warfare and downtown Los Angeles tonight.
They slide open the side of their Echo Star van and there's just a giant cannon.
That would be sweet.
Did you say Echo Star or Aerostar? Is there something called an Echo Star?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a new Amazon product. Picture.
Amazon Echo Star.
Have you seen the new Amazon?
Heard about it. Didn't see it. Didn't read it. Just saw
a picture of it. It's like the Amazon
it's
Alexa.
Anymore. I just read headlines.
I haven't seen it.
It's the Alexa, but now it's got like a camera on it too. It's like Amazon's not up in your biz enough.
Yeah, I don't like
that.
To
have a camera
like
on
it
too.
I did a listener. I'm sorry, I can't remember who, but a listener posted on our Facebook page, I believe, somebody who hooked their Alexa up to one of those singing bass. The singing fish on the wall.
How do you connect?
Seems obnoxious.
It's just sound triggered and stuff, but they have it wired up to the Alexa. So you ask Alexa a question and the fish turns its head towards you and the mouth moves.
That's pretty good.
Like, what's the temperature in Sarasota, California? Like, the temperature in Sarasota, California is 82 degrees.
I like
and
that.
I dig it. Yeah, it will scare the shit out of Atticus.
I'm sorry. You know what?
Zach would probably like it.
No, Atticus would be. This show, probably the worst show we've done in a while, but
yeah, at least in a week.
It's lagging, and I blame Tyler.
I don't believe it's lagging.
It is, because I can't do anything without feeling like self-conscious because of Tyler. Look at the boy.
Why?
It's like he's sitting through like a romantic comedy or something.
He is.
In the last 15, like when you got to pee, I got really tired.
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, let's wrap her up, because I got to go home too, because I've got a full day of fretting
sitting around
life.
Watching my cock get smaller.
I'll
just be sitting here tied to the truck.
The goat? Are you doing the goat?
I'm doing the goat. I'll just be sitting here tied to the truck.
You son of a bitch. Oh, god damn it. I gotta find that album.
Oh, so good.
All right. Thank you for listening, everybody. Thank you, Patreon
folks.
You
better not mention that again. Have fun at the Ragu Festival. I watched the MTZ, you know. thanks, Patreon. Patreoners.
Yeah.
Hey, you got the scoop on this episode 24 hours in advance. What do you think of that?
Scooping it. Not last
Is
week.
That worth it?
Blozo.
I couldn't think of anything better.
And Tyler kind of shut down after the whole rise to the challenge.
You kind of threw me a fucking curveball there.
I feel like I'm going to get a text from you like midweek.
You probably will.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, dick balloon. I look so desperate that I just...
Let's go to bed, because I don't want Tyler to crash driving home.
Ty, you going to Palm Springs soon? Going to Palm Springs?
Possibly in August.
Going to Palm Springs?
Yeah.
You're waiting until optimum heat?
Mm-hmm.
Cheapest yep. price.
Well, you roast your dick off.
You know what? Hopefully those art exhibits will be out there. You guys can go check out the Mirror House.
That's super hot.
Definitely not going to do that.
All right. See you there. See you there at the Mirror House.
All right. Hey, everyone. Thanks for making us a part of your week.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Now go out and take on the day.
Keep on moving.
It's a Dr. Laura thing.
What? Really?
Dr. Laura used to say, now you go take on the day.
Oh, that's just in.
Go bubble fuck your week.
Fox News has hired us to take Bill O'Reilly's place.
Yeah. So bring your sweet ass tight pussies on down to the studio.
Mm-hmm. And I'm getting word we've just been let go.
Just been fired.